he's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets. Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo's Nerdly, presents Mark Stein.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the international man of the year, Mark Stein. Mark.
Yes, James.
Does your life matter, Mark?
I don't want to. I'm cringing now because I know I'm going to be trapped into saying, "Ooh, all lives matter," and at that point, my book deal will be cancelled, and I won't be able to get on television again if I say all lives matter. We all know that all lives don't matter. Some lives matter. And then others, such as mine in particular, don't matter one jot or tittle.
Okay. I cannot believe that this has taken up so much ink today in the papers around the world. It's not just the United States. So Kanye West, yeah. I'm sorry, I missed his name. Kanye Yee West.
Yee.
Yes, Yee.
And ye of little faith.
Ye that don't believe everybody. Anyway, Kanye Yee shows up in Paris with Candace Owens. They've got one matching, well, somewhat matching, inverse matching. One is predominantly black, the other is white with black. Anyway, all lives, no, white lives matter. And you would think that this was like an opening salvo for World War III.
Yeah.
Immediately, you've got this woman I've never heard of from Vogue magazine, who is Karifa somebody,
really?
Karifa Johnson.
Yeah.
This is dangerous, and it's violent. So now wearing T-shirts are violent. Wearing a shirt with a message that says White Lives Matter is violent. You've had other people from the celebrity class jumping in. They're calling Kanye West all kind of AHs and everything else in the book. Why?
Well, I think Kanye West does what enormously successful mega celebrities used to do routinely. He wants to show that the rules don't apply to him. There's no point being as famous and wealthy as Kanye West if you can't do what you want. So if he wants to wear a T-shirt saying White Lives Matter, he should go ahead and do it. I mean, what's one of the things that's perfect is the way A-list I first noticed this, oh, whatever it was, 16 years ago. I wrote a book, and after I wrote the book, for a couple of years, I would get emails from very prominent Hollywood figures who would say, oh, I really enjoyed your book, but don't mention my name. Don't tell anyone I said that. And I was thinking, and although I was touched and flattered, I was thinking, this is ridiculous. You're an A-list movie star, and yet you're scared in case anyone finds out you've read my book. And it's all like that now. I remember, actually, you were producing that day when I was guest hosting for Rush a few years ago when Carrie Fisher died,
right.
the actress, and Steve Martin, the famous comedian, tweets out that he'll never forget when he first met her. She was just the loveliest girl. And immediately all these people start piling on and saying, how dare you call her a girl? She's a woman. And he, instead of saying, well, wait a minute, I knew her, she was my friend, and I'll say what I like when my friend dies, and you who didn't know her can say what you like. There's all these suddenly these Hollywood big shots, totally craven. The point of being Kanye West is to do whatever the hell you want, and whether that's him with White Lives Matter or it's J.K. Rowling sticking it to the transgender crowd, that's the point of that size of wealth.
One of the funniest reactions I think was from the supermodel, who I didn't know she existed before a few weeks ago, this Gigi Hadid. I think that's maybe how she pronounces her name.
I thought it was Gigi. I thought it was like a little more
French. It could be.
Yeah.
Gigi.
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 Oh,
Hadid.
Gigi.
She, So after this Vogue lady goes after him, Kanye goes on Instagram and he slams her. So then supermodel Gigi steps in and she says, "You wish you had a percentage of her intellect." Only she spelled intellect wrong. So this is
no, what do you mean she spelt it wrong? Maybe that's just the gangster spelling. You know, that's the cool that's the cool way to spell it. It's like that word mother bleeper. I once used that, and I got these emails from rap fans who said I hadn't spelt the mother bleeper word correctly. So maybe it's the same with intellect.
Oh, well, I don't know, Mark. I don't know. Then you hear, speaking of intellect, there's this Sunny Hostin woman on The View. She's a lawyer.
Mm.
And now we ought to be ashamed of ourselves, Mark, because I think we supported this. Sonny says that we Republicans, that, and I know that you may vote Republican occasionally. I know I do. She says that we packed the Supreme Court. We packed it. It wasn't, what happened?
I love this. This is the way it always happens. All Donald Trump did was, you know, what normally happens is you've got nine judges. One of them dies. You replace the judge who dies. The other guy is getting up to 93 and decides he'd like to go fishing. So you replace the guy who's gone fishing, and then somebody else. You know, that's not judge packing. That's the actuarial tables of a court whose judges are getting up there in years. Now, the only guys who talk about court packing are the Democrats. We haven't got a position on court packing yet. We're looking at the question of court packing, and we may pack the court. I think it might be nice to have 15 judges, 27 judges, 39 judges, however many it takes to outvote the Trump judges. That's what we need on the court. They talk about it all the time. Their legal scholars talk about it all the time. And suddenly, just replacing the existing number of judges when they die, retire, self-detonate in a hooker scandal, whatever it is, that suddenly is now a crib. That's the perfect encapsulation of how the rules are different for the left and the right. When the left say, we should have a 15-man Supreme Court, and then there'll be enough lefties on there to bring back Roe versus Wade, that's perfectly normal. But keeping it at the existing number and just going with the rolls of the dice when you're in office, that's court packing. Language is the left's biggest tool, really.
And language is something that the folks over at CNN have learned a lot about. They've used language to drive themselves into the toilet in the ratings. Now Donald Trump is going to sue them. Apparently he's filed suit for, they claim, a defamation. They filed the lawsuit. He's suing CNN for $475 million. Look, CNN has an endless supply of money, so even if they lose, they'll just keep pumping, you know, more money out. But do you think Donald Trump has a chance?
Well, it's extremely difficult in American law for a public figure to win a defamation suit. I know American defamation law backwards, forward, sideways, because I'm being sued for defamation myself.
Yes.
Right now. And so I happen to know a little bit about it. He'd have an easier case if he was being sued in Ontario or in Northern Ireland or in various other jurisdictions. But the fact of the matter is that Trump doesn't get a fair, whether he wins the case or not, he doesn't get a fair shake from the media. And what is interesting is there's a new guy at CNN. I mean, for example, CNN goes too far. That's why the Covington, Kentucky kid was able to take them to the cleaners. So the new guy at CNN who's cleaning house, and I'm all in favor of that, because basically I wouldn't mind if somebody said we're going to be the left-wing crazy station and we're making a fortune, but they were the left-wing crazy station, and they just, as you said, they just drove their ratings into the toilet and they became a big loser network. I'm nobody. I'm like just some obscure Canadian guest host. And when I was always astonished when I guest hosted at Fox, how even, you know, I'm like a mediocre guy. I'm not really focused on the show. It's rambling. It's all over the place. And you still kick CNN's butt. like, you know, there's There's Anderson Cooper. He's loaded. He's like signed to a, evidently signed to an 120-year contract or whatever it is, even though he's got no audience. Whereas some guy who basically just slipped across the Niagara River under cover of darkness can kick his butt in the ratings. It's pathetic.
Oh, goodness, Mark. Well, first of all, you are absolutely not that guy you described, rambling and all the rest of it. The reason that people listen to you is because you make so much freaking sense. Now, I don't know how to pronounce this queen's name. You're the king of royalty over here. Marguerite? Margaretith? Margaret somebody. She's a Dane.
That's MAGA. It's Queen MAGA.
Queen MAGA.
Okay. Yeah, that's like, they've got a big problem in Denmark. They've got the Trump fever, and she's now called, that's just the Danish spelling of Margaret. So she's very nice. I met her.
Oh, you met all these people. You hang out with royalty.
No. I don't give me that, because that's the whole, that's what, I never name drop anybody
worth
name dropping.
You met Princess Di. You hung out with Princess Die. We're not going to go into that story because I don't want to embarrass you. You hung out with Princess Di, folks. Our Princess Di, the Princess Di over there across the pond back in the day. Okay. You hung out with the queen.
Yeah,
you hung out with the queen. You know this queen. Yeah. Queen, what's her name?
Queen Margaret. Queen MAGA. She's not really the queen, but I tell you what I like about the Danish royal family. Compared to Nancy Pelosi flying home, these people half the country has never heard of, flying around on private government jets. And when Queen Margaret of Denmark goes to visit Greenland, she takes a Danish fisheries plane. You can imagine what that is like. And it's quite rank with the smell of cod and all kinds of other things. But she sits there quite happily. And she leads a more normal life than Nancy Pelosi. And in addition, when members of her family get pulled over for DUI, they don't get all the special treatment that Nancy Pelosi's husband gets. So one of the weird things is that royal families these days are actually more normal than the grand panjandrums of lifelong politics like Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Queen MAGA said she was going to strip four of her grandchildren of their royal titles.
Yeah.
They had a cow. One of the little young royals said she got bullied at school after that. And now Queen MAGA... Queen MAGA says she's publicly apologized. But MAGA says she stripped them because she wanted them to have normal lives and just go out and enjoy their lives.
Well,
and
it is tough in the playground when, you know, on Tuesday you were His Royal Highness and then 2 days later you're just Fred. I can understand that it could cause you problems in the playground. But she's quite right. You know, you don't. In Saudi Arabia, there's a new prince born every 10 days. There was a period after 9/11 when I didn't meet any Saudi who wasn't a prince. I knew one, Sheikh Al Ghusaibi. He was just a regular old sheikh. Everybody else, there's like thousands of Saudi princes, and you run into them at all the best whorehouses around Europe, 'cause that's all there is for them to do. There's too many of them. I'm in favor of what she's doing here, which is like keeping the royal family trim and focused. And you can mock this, but the thing that always gets me, years ago, I had an assistant who worked for me in New Hampshire, and I'd come into the office, and she'd be on the phone saying, oh, yes, thank you, Senator. That's great, Senator. I'll speak to you in a couple of days, Senator. And she'd put the phone down, and I'd say, oh, were you talking to a senator? And she'd say, oh, no, that was Fred Schmuck, who was a New Hampshire state senator from 1957 to 1959. But for some reason, we have to give him this senator title until the day he dies. And I'm not in favor of that, and I'm not in favor of having a prince born every 10 days, as in Saudi Arabia.
Always a delight, Mark Stein. We look forward to hearing from you next Tuesday. You can catch Mark Stein on GB News. That's wherever. Just hit your internet. GB News. He's the, by the way, Mark is kicking butt there. And Stein Online. STEYN Online. Stein Online. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot, James. Always a pleasure.